Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father speaks on the Ocean Church Foundation, page 154. June 10th, 1983, Gloucester, Massachusetts. Today I want to speak to you directly, but it is difficult because I speak one language. You speak many different languages from each other, and all of you speak a different language from me. When you learn Korean, you can pronounce anything. You hear how the Korean members can speak English very well. What upsets me is that the translation process only leaves you with half of the meaning. Many things get mixed up this way. In the future, I only want to speak in Korean and not have to translate into English or Japanese. For this purpose, please learn Korean so that you can hear me directly whenever I speak. Work hard for a solid foundation. Are you working harder than before? You shouted out yes so loudly it must be true. However, think about this. Some members of the Unification Church, you are also members, you put all your effort into the Ocean Church project, are working in some of the communist countries and they are risking their lives. No matter how hard you are working, compared to them, your life is still an exciting and happy life. It is something to reflect upon. Our movement has so many other projects going on simultaneously, all over the world. Yet I am taking precious time every day to be with you and give you guidance. I am working even harder than you are, so your position is one of sympathy towards me. To give you just one example, do you know how much the Washington Times is costing? We have already invested several million dollars. At the same time, the Providence in South America has already begun. However, I cannot think about only the things our movement is doing right now. I must also think about the future. One thing I know is that the era of catching fish on the open sea will end soon. So the era of fish farming will begin. Sooner or later, mankind will be looking for how to gain access to the ocean. The land will run out of room and resources for man. If you really make the effort to be successful, you will be supported on your way. Already in Gloucester and in many other fishing ports, so much support has been given. Yet I see that Ocean Church doesn't have the foundation to be trusted. Although we should have already begun to invest in and build tackle stores, there is no foundation for that to happen. These stores were to have been just the beginning point. I am concerned about you for this reason. I want to go fishing with you all the time, but there's not enough time to do that. I am concerned about everything going on in this nation and in the world. Now I am worried about IOWC, so there just isn't enough time. I expect you to make even more effort than you have ever done before. Have you done the things I've already instructed you about? Does the Coast Guard of your city like you? Do they have a concept that Moonies are doing bad things or good things? There is a universal law. The easy way will never win. The hard-working way will never fail. What is the easy way? That is the losing side. Alternatively, you have the hard-working way. No matter how difficult the task, he who pursues this way will be successful. That's the truth. So what do you think? Some of you older and more experienced members, do you need a bigger boat? How big? Yes, you need to go beyond the training level of the good go. If you take the project and make it a success, then you can ask for and receive support. It's not a problem. However, you have to make up your mind that you will do it. Then it is really no problem. It's no problem to build a 120-foot boat. We are already making the foundation for it to happen. We have to think about making that kind of large boat with fiberglass. Do you want that kind of boat? Okay then, make your own personal foundation first. Those who are over 35, raise your hands. Only a few of you raised your hands. You are all so young. You can still go to the army at your age. When you are as young as you are, you have to go through many experiences that will be part of your life. Do you mind? Sometimes you are working long hours, getting up early, going to bed very late. Well, you have to learn how to support yourself and your family. This is your training time. You never know what I am preparing for, what I might be doing next. I have already met many important people in my life. So many people are against me. They pray, "Please God, help me in my effort against Reverend Moon." They have very strange concepts of me, and because their prayer isn't based on really knowing me, God cannot answer them. God cannot answer prayers that are not based on truth. How about you? Are you a brave man or not? I faced all my enemies. How about you? Look at this brother. You're too small. How can you overcome those tough fishermen who might try to stop you from working on the ocean? If you are too small, it will be difficult for you. You will have to work twice as hard as the big men. You will have to have twice the spirit in order to succeed. Can you do what I have instructed you to do this time? Do you feel your mission is to become a good person in front of the mayors of your towns? Unless you can establish good relationships with them, you will never succeed. This is my absolute instruction to you. Those who are the chief of police and the mayor are already successful people in their city. You have to make a good foundation with them by earning their support. You have to go through them, and with their assistance, make something successful happen. You have to come to the point of being able to call up the mayor at his office any time. Unless you build that kind of relationship, you cannot become a public person for that city. I too have gone this course. I have tried to deal with Nixon, Ford, Carter, and Reagan. I spoke out strongly about Carter and clearly told him what was wrong with America. Wrong is wrong, bad is bad. You have to tell them clearly. I have tried to meet with every important person in society. Even if they didn't respond, I tried to meet with them. Some of them would never see me. Inside they feel some kind of fear, but I am not out to get them. However, they sense that I will tell them the truth. Then how about you? Why don't you see the small-time mayor in your town? He isn't as big as the president. Really, it's nothing. Just walk in. You have to make some kind of relationship. Go in there and make some tea. Have an afternoon visit. Make the atmosphere delightful. You can do that. It's more difficult for me. I don't know the customs that well. In that sense, I am very much a stranger here in America. But you are familiar. You just go in there and make friends. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of The Ocean Church Foundation. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.